Pricing isn't just about numbers. It's your hidden advantage in business. Set it right, and pricing becomes a tool that helps you stand out and attract your ideal clients. Whether you sell products or services, your pricing strategy should reflect the value you deliver. Let's begin with pricing models, the different ways businesses decide what to charge. Cost plus pricing is simple. Add a markup to your cost to earn a profit. If it costs you $10 to make something and you want $5 profit, you charge $15. But be careful. This model ignores what customers are willing to pay. That's where value-based pricing comes in. Pricing based on the benefits your customer receives. If your product saves time, solves a problem, or offers something unique, it's worth more. Customers will pay for outcomes, not just features. Then there's competitive pricing, setting prices based on what others in your space charge. It keeps you in the game, but competing on price alone can hurt your brand. Instead, highlight what makes your offer better or different. Penetration pricing means starting low to attract attention and raise prices later. It's great for launching a new product or breaking into a new market. The opposite is price skimming. Start high for early adopters, then lower it over time. You'll often see this with tech gadgets or exclusive product drops. Subscription pricing creates recurring income and long-term customer relationships. Think Netflix or software services, predictable revenue that scales. Dynamic pricing lets you adjust prices based on demand or seasons. Airlines and hotels do this, and now many e-commerce businesses do too. Freemium pricing offers a basic version free with premium upgrades available. It builds trust and lets customers try before they buy. Next, align pricing with your value proposition. What makes your business truly special? If your offer is high quality, sustainable, or exclusive, price it accordingly. Customers pay more when they understand the value they're getting. Communicate this clearly in your website, packaging, and conversations. Segment your audience. Some want the basics, others want premium. Offer tiers so people can choose what fits their needs and budget. Test your pricing. Small adjustments can reveal what your market can really bear. Listen to feedback. If customers love your product but flinch at the price, refine how you present it. Competitive pricing analysis helps you see where you stand in your market. Research similar offers, compare features, and understand what justifies a higher or lower price. Don't just match prices, explain why yours is different. Use tools like PriceSync, QuickBooks, or Zoho to track trends and competitors. Psychological pricing adds another layer, like charm pricing, where $9.99 feels cheaper than $10. Price anchoring helps guide customers by showing them a higher option first. Bundling creates perceived savings by offering multiple items at a discounted package rate. FOMO pricing adds urgency, limited time deals, low stock, or flash sales. Prestige pricing tells customers this is premium. Higher price, higher quality perception. Freemium, decoy pricing, and odd even pricing each shape how people value your offer. Always adapt to market trends, seasonal shifts, competitor moves, and buyer behavior. Raise prices when demand is high, lower them to move inventory or match market conditions. Use tools to automate price changes based on real-time data. But communicate clearly when you change prices. Transparency builds trust. Give notice, explain the why, and remind customers what value they're getting. Use feedback, testimonials, and data to support the shift. If you handle price changes with care, you keep loyal customers and grow smarter. Finally, remember, great pricing reflects your worth and supports your business goals. It's not just what people pay, it's what your brand is worth. Use pricing to express confidence, position your offer, and grow your revenue. With the right strategy, you'll stand out, attract ideal clients, and build a business that lasts.